I came and worked for Heap, he said. You all know that. I borrowed money from him, and I could not pay it back. So Heap ordered me to work for him. I had to choose between helping him and prison, so I took the job. I have helped Heap to steal from Mr. Wickfield. People give Mr. Wickfield their money to look after, and then Heap steals it. He tells Mr. Wickfield that Mr. Wickfield has stolen it, that he has signed the papers while he is drunk. Mr. Wickfield believes him and has become sick with worry.
Prove it, Micawber, Uriah shouted. You can't prove it.
I can prove it, Mr. Micawber said. I have the papers. I took them from your desk. You wrote everything down in a little book. I have that book.
Oh, be humble, Uriah, Mrs. Heap cried.
Be quiet, Mother, Uriah shouted. Go on, he told Mr. Micawber.
Mr. Micawber read from his letter again. Heap also stole money that belonged to Mr. Wickfield. But Mr. Wickfield is afraid of Heap, so he has not told anyone. Heap has stolen a lot of money, and I can prove it.
My money, my aunt shouted. She jumped at Heap. She held him and shook him.
You stole my money. I thought that Mr. Wickfield was managing my money badly, so I did not tell Agnes that he lost it. But you stole the money. Now I can speak. Give me my money.
Don't hurt him, Aunt, I said, and pulled her away. What will you do now, Heap? Traddles asked. Do we have to send you to prison?
Prison? Oh, my poor Uriah,
Mrs. Heap cried.
Be quiet, Mother, Uriah said.
He looked at us all with his little red eyes.
No, he said, I won't go to prison. I will pay the money back.
He left the room angrily.
Oh, I'm a happy man now, Mr. Micawber said. I was as dishonest as Heap. But now I've told you, and I can talk to my family again. I don't have any secrets. I'm a happy man.
Now you have no job, Mr. Micawber, my aunt said. What will you do?
A job, Mr. Micawber said. I can't think about jobs now. Perhaps we will all go to Australia. Oh, I'm a happy man. I'm going to see my family.
And Mr. Micawber ran, singing, out of the room. I looked at my aunt, and my aunt looked at me. We both laughed.